我才不要穿。
I'm not wearing that. Yorick the Yellow always wore yellow. Olaf the Blue always wore blue. And Erica the Red always wore red. Then one day, Mrs. Viking went off to build a boat and left Mr. Viking in charge. Make sure they wear the right colour outfits, dear, she told him. And don't forget to do the washing.
I'll do my best, said Dad.
On Monday, Dad couldn't find one of Erica's red boots.
Erica, he said, you will have to wear one of Olaf's spare boots today.
I'm not wearing that, said Erica. It's blue. I always wear red. Red is cool. Red is the colour of blood. Blue is the colour of little bluebirds.
Blue is the colour of giant blue whales, said Dad.
Cool, said Erica. She put on the odd blue boot. Cool. On Tuesday, Dad couldn't find Erica's trousers.
Erica, he said, you will have to wear a spare pair of Yorick's trousers today.
I'm not wearing those, said Erica. They are yellow. I always wear red. Red is the colour of the sunset. Yellow is the colour of little buttercups.
Yellow is the colour of pirate gold, said Dad.
Gold? That's cool, said Erica. So she put on Yorick's yellow trousers. Gold. On Wednesday, Dad washed Erica's red shirt with Yorick's yellow cloak.
Wow,
said Dad.
They have both changed colour. The red and the yellow have mixed together.
Wow! I'm not wearing that shirt, said Erica. It's orange. Our little kitten is orange.
Volcanoes are orange, said Dad.
Wow! Orange, said Erica.
She put the orange shirt on.
Wow! Orange!
On Wednesday night, Dad left Erica's shield out all night, and it went all mouldy and green.
I'm not wearing that, said Erica on Thursday. It looks green. Grass is green.
So is slimy eel soup, said Dad.
Cool, said Erica. Slime green is cool.
And she put on the green shield.
Cool.
On Friday, Dad washed Erica's red cloak with Olaf's blue trousers. Oops, said Dad. The colours have got mixed up again.
I'm not wearing that, said Erica. It's purple, like Mum's old necklace.
Purple is the colour of a wild and stormy night at sea, said Dad.
Cool. Stormy purple, said Erica, putting on the purple cloak. Cool. Stormy purple.
On Saturday, Dad boiled the white sheets along with Erica's red helmet. Oh, dear, not again, he groaned.
I'm not wearing that, said Erica. It's pink. Only girls wear pink.
You are a girl, said Dad.
I'm a Viking, said Erica.
Vikings don't wear pink.
But pink is the colour of a hungry wolf's tongue,
said Dad.
That's cool,
said Erica, and she put on the pink helmet.
That's cool.
On Sunday, Mum came home. She gave them all a hug and a kiss.
Well done, dear,
she said to Dad.
Olaf is wearing the right colour, except for his trousers.
Yorick is wearing the right colour, except for his cloak.
And Erica is wearing the right colour
boot.
Well done, dear.
I did my best.
I'll sort it out, dear,
said Mum, getting out her hammer and chisel.
We'll keep the other colours in case we have any more children,
she said, gathering up all the clothes. She carved the words red, yellow, pink, green, blue, orange and purple on 7 different boxes. Then, on Monday, Mum put out Erica's outfit for her to wear.
Here you are, Erica. I'm not wearing that outfit, said Erica. All those things are red. I always wear lots of different colours. I'm not wearing that outfit.
Erica opened all the boxes and took out 1 green boot, 1 purple boot, a pair of pink trousers, a red shirt, a yellow helmet, a blue shield, and an orange cloak.
But Erica, said Mum, your name is Erica the Red.
Not any more, said Erica.
She put on her new outfit.
From now on, I'm Erica the Rainbow. I'm Erica the Rainbow.
Cool.
We want to be rainbows too.
And from that day onwards, Erica the Rainbow, Yorick the Rainbow, and Olaf the Rainbow always wore lots of colours. So life was a whole lot easier for Mr. Viking when he was left in charge.
Cool.
Cool. Cool. Cool.
Cool.